Well, hello there. Today we are going to be talking about one of the most important topics on Twitch, and that is the massive changes that have come to Twitch advertising revenue, how much money streamers are making from ads. We are going to break down the entire thing, and I have seen a ton of misinformation about this, so I am super excited to do this video. Before we begin, I'm Devin Nash. I co-own an agency called Nova, which does marketing for brands and users across Twitch and YouTube. I love marketing. I love what gets attention. I love topics like this. And you are here for a deep dive. You're here for the deep dive onto Twitch ads and how ads actually work, the real truth behind it. And we are not going to disappoint. This video is going to be in three sections with the new and improved Windows 11 Notepad. Not really. Oh my God, it's so frustrating to use. Hopefully it'll work for this video. Number one section is ads, current versus now. So how it used to work and how it works now, which in of itself will be interesting because I think a lot of people don't understand that. Considerations on ads is section two. So that's a lot of the section around like there are too many ads on Twitch and why that might be happening. And section three is the great plan, Amazon's plan for Twitch and where it's going. All right. I'm excited. Are you excited? You better be excited. Okay, we're getting analytical, baby. Here we go. All right. So ads current versus now. So how did Twitch do ads before? Because to understand how Twitch did ads before, you have to understand how they do them now. You got to understand how they did them before. Okay. So Twitch charged X to brands, all what we call white glove in the agency world, which means Twitch basically goes out, their sales team goes out to a brand being, you know, any company, Kmart, right? There's no Kmart anymore, is there? Walmart. All right. And goes to Walmart and says, hey, we want you to run ads and we're going to charge you some amount of money. And then, this is number one. So then Twitch sells the brand X number of ads on an advertising marketing budget. So let's say that's like $1 million. And then Twitch pays a flat amount to a streamer based on 1,000 views, which is CPM. So every 1,000 views, Twitch pays a flat amount. Now, that flat amount varies per contract, but it has been reported publicly at $3.50 to $5. But every contract is a little bit different between affiliates and partners, and approximately 18%, this is data from Commander Root in 2018, approx 18% of contracts, total contracts on Twitch are premium contracts, which could be higher CPMs or higher splits. So I have some proprietary knowledge on this, so I can't confirm the exact amount because I'm under like 30 NDAs from Amazon. We can assume that it's around this, has been publicly reported. So that, another way to say that would be you get 1,000 views, you get $3.50. But it's not quite that simple because about 40% of people ad block, and this number actually ends up being a lot less. Plus, there's a thing called fill rates. So fill rates are basically how many ads can we fill for broadcasters. So if there isn't, if we can't sell the ads, we being Twitch, and there isn't enough ads to go around, then an ad doesn't play when you click the ad button. And a lot of broadcasters that have been streaming for like 2 years will tell you, or longer, will tell you, oh yeah, there have been periods of time, especially around after like January, February, when ads tend to go down. Ads are usually seasonal. December, people are buying a lot of stuff for Christmas and things like that. So Thanksgiving to Christmas is usually the best time to run ads and the highest paid ads. This is true on YouTube or any other platform. But when that goes away and consumers start buying less stuff, there's less ads being run. Marketing budgets are smaller for quarter one and quarter two. So typically that means that the fill rate is less. So sometimes you will click the run ad button on Twitch and you will just not get an ad. Now that doesn't happen as much anymore because ad has there's higher fill rates, but it still happens from time to time. So the ad might not necessarily get played. And also there is a geographical problem. This is really important. And I feel like everybody ignores this. I've seen so many YouTube videos trying to calculate the amount of money that people are making from ads, and they just don't understand fundamentally how this works. So they don't work in the industry. It's really frustrating. That's why we're here, right? So geographical problems. There is different theaters of which are basically countries, okay? And they're usually tier one, tier two, tier three, where tier three being like third world or like it's like your Africa's or, you know, those kind of places. Tier two is like kind of second world stuff, like Poland or Eastern Europe type stuff, or like Turkey, those kind of places. Tier one being like USA, GB, Germany, right? So generally speaking, not generally speaking, always, ads are going to be more expensive in these countries. Why? Well, because the CPI is higher and people buy more stuff in these countries. Okay. So the people are going to be, you're going to get paid more if you're, if you have, you know, 50% or 65% United States audience than if you're getting, if you have like mostly audience in like some other place where people are not buying buying stuff from ads. That is also universal. So not just Twitch, it's like all across all platforms. So generally speaking, this is how Twitch ads used to work for 12 years. And you can look at some of my other videos that I have to specifically find this out, because I'm pretty sure I broke down Twitch ad revenue completely in those videos and how it works at that time. Now we're going to talk about how it currently works based on the update in June of 2022, very recent, right? Which is bigger ad payouts to more creators, the ad revenue upgrade. Is it really an upgrade? Because the what Twitch is reportedly doing here, and I put this in text highlight here, neat little feature of Chrome. This new model pays creators 55% of the revenue for each ad that runs on their stream. Asterisk, pay attention to that, it's really important later. This change represents a 50 to 150% ad pay rate increase for the vast majority of creators on Twitch. Uh-oh, now we're getting serious. We got two asterisks here. Okay, we're going to have to break down what those asterisks mean a little bit later. 55% goes to you too, affiliates. It's not just partners. Oh my God, it's amazing, right? A huge increase in revenue for users. Or is it? And you will have seen many different influencers and many different people who have told you, we can calculate the ad rates. We can tell how much you're going to make. Let's break down the system and see if that's actually true. So how it currently works is Twitch sells an ad to a brand for $? We don't know, right? Twitch applies a fee to the ad. Uh-oh. What's that mean? That's that little asterisk here. Let me show you. Let's read exactly what that means. Payment will be made on a net basis, meaning revenue less billing and other costs and fees paid to provide the Twitch services, and taxes, returns, refunds, chargebacks, discounts, and credits. So anybody that tells you that they can calculate the amount that you are making off of ads is wrong, because Twitch doesn't tell us how much these fees are. If you sell an ad for $100, they could take a fee of $50 and you'd never know. That we would have no idea, because we can't know what the base rate of that ad is sold for. Does that make sense? So let's finish this equation and I'll explain what I mean a little bit more by that. Okay. So Twitch sells an ad to a brand. They say, hey, Walmart, buy an ad for $100. Walmart goes, okay. And then Twitch goes, all right, sick. Twitch at that point has got the money from the brand. The brand's out of the deal, right? They don't care what the fee is. They just want the ad run. So Twitch goes, ah, sweet. All right, we're going to take that 50, put that in there. And now we got $50 to run an ad. Wow. Hey, streamers, 55% revenue. But is it really? Because at step number three, Twitch gives the creator 55% of the deal after fees, right? Just like they say they do. So as soon as you go into here, right, we give you 55%. 55% goes to you, except that it's not really 55%. It's some unknowable percentage because there are fees attached to the deal. Now, again, I want you to really focus on this, because what we saw, this is not including tax returns, refund. That's not all that stuff, right? Other costs and fees paid to provide Twitch services could literally mean anything, and means that this is modifiable at any time. So this is not a true ad revenue split like YouTube. YouTube is a true ad revenue split. Why YouTube says we give you 55-45, right? I think on most YouTube deals. And the reason why you know it's that is because you can go into AdWords and you can go check the price that they're selling that deal for, the price of that keyword. So if you have a keyword like finance, you can go in and be like, oh, this is $10 a click. They're charging me $70 a click. It'll make sense. The math will check out on both sides. But we can't know what Twitch is selling those ads for, because every ad that is sold by Twitch is a custom deal. Every ad that is sold by Twitch is a custom deal, meaning that there are no automatic ad placements. There's no AdWords type system on Twitch, okay? But then we get even more complicated, because Twitch has added this incentive system. So what is the incentive system? It means that broadcasters are going to get these personal offers where if they run a certain number of minutes of ads per hour and they stream a certain amount of time, they are going to get a bonus amount of money. And many people who are professionals in this industry have told you that they can figure out this number for you. They can't because of how the system works. It's always going to be different. And furthermore, it's always going to be a diminishing return because that's how the system works. Let's break it down. So there's our notepad. The incentive system says if you run a certain number of ads per... Oh my God, sticky keys. I'm too excited. Per hour, you get X dollars bonus. Okay? So, what they want you to do is they want you to stream more. So they're going to... So if what they're going to do is they're going to check your streaming hours. They're going to check your geographical location, right? Again, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 countries where ads are available. And then they're going to check the number of ads, the number of hours that you stream. And they're going to say, okay, we're going to put a little bit more hours streamed so we can encourage the broadcast to be on the website more, which runs more ads, which makes Twitch more money. And then the incentive is going to be based on what we sold that ad deal for, whatever we've decided internally is our profit margin, right? Which we can't know. Even I don't know it, actually. Like even outside of this. And here's the crazy thing, right? I know how much Twitch sells an ad for because I sell those ads, right? That's the agency work that we do. What I don't know is the fee they apply to the ad deal, and I don't know what target profit margins they have. Only their executives know that. So nobody actually knows how much these incentives are going to pay out when. Every month is going to be different depending on what the sales team says is their profit margin. It costs a lot to run a website like Twitch because Twitch embeds stuff in real time. Encode stuff is the right word for that. Encode stuff in real time. Encoding means like you're encoding a high degree of bandwidth for thousands of streams a second up to a website. That costs a ton of money in server bandwidth costs, in power to run, and just in general, it's just a very intensive process. So it's expensive to run a live streaming website. Anybody will tell you. That's obvious, right? So whatever their profit margin is, it's not a 55 to 45% deal. And what they're saying about this 55% deal is not true. So let's go through the idea, though, of like in general, to give you an idea of like how much money people can make off this incentive system. I'm going to give you general ranges for tier one countries based on what I know and based on the data sets of that other people have gathered. So for a small streamer, okay, which is like 1 to 10 viewers, I'd say 1 to 50 viewers, actually, to be a little bit safer, that number is going to be $5 to $10 per bonus and generally up to $50. Now, you're going to see edge cases of maybe even in the comments of this video, of tier one country people who are like, I got offered $300 to run an ad. Sure you did, right? Maybe they sold that ad for a huge amount of money. Maybe a brand like Lexus or somebody came in and paid a huge amount. We can't know, right? We can't know those fees. But generally speaking, these are going to be the numbers you can expect. Medium streamers, which I put at, this is generally like 1,000 to 5,000. I'd say 1,000 to 3,000 viewers. Okay. And keep in mind, a median streamer, if you've watched any Devin Nash video, is not a medium streamer in the sense that like, oh, there's a lot of these people, right? We're now in the top 5,000 people on Twitch at this point, okay? Are earning $200 to $500 per bonus, up to $750 to $1,000. And again, you will see edge cases of even more than that. And this is going to be for 4 minutes of ads at 160 hours plus of streaming time. And then large streamers, which is going to be like 5,000 plus concurrents, are either going to have a custom Twitch contract, which Twitch applies to some degree of people that are large broadcasters, or they're going to earn upwards of 2,500 to plus on every ad bonus that they get. So the bonus structure is top weighted like everything else on Twitch, and you can't really make meaningful money off this as a small streamer. So, because a lot of the considerations that people are making, we're going to get into considerations of ads next, and we're going to start talking about this, is how does this affect small streamers? So we're going to talk about that next in this section. Just a couple of things on this before we end this, because this is like the sort of technical, mechanical side of this, right? So we understand we can't calculate the number. It's also important to understand that Twitch will probably not keep this bonus program up. The only reason why they would is if they saw that this is meaningfully increasing the number of ads that people run. Because if they don't see those results, they're cutting into their profit margins severely, which are already probably pretty tight, even though they can define the deal, just because of the aforementioned reality that it just costs a lot to run a streaming website. So I don't think that the bonus section thing will be kept, or if it does, it'll be such a negligible amount that it doesn't matter. And actually, as of the time of this recording, most of the broadcasters that I'm interacting with are already saying that like the diminishing returns are such that it just doesn't matter. Like the incentive program isn't really that great. So the reason I bring this up is if you are a creator that is trying to build a brand in the long term on live streaming, the incentive system should not be a reliable source of income for you. Ads might be a reliable source of income for you, and we're going to talk about why later, but the incentive system probably will not, and you shouldn't like build expectation on that. If you are a tier one broadcaster in the sense that you like represent an audience that is of one of these countries that pays the most for ads, you have a good shot at making money off of ads. We're going to talk about that in consideration of ad section. So I think one of the biggest things that we need to talk about, just leading into this, is how does this affect small streamers? Well, it hurts them, right? Because it's not a meaningful enough. Nobody's going to make $10 these days. Doesn't even buy a sandwich in the U.S., right? With inflation, doesn't matter. $50, whatever, doesn't matter. And it forces small streamers to run more ads. They have to run more ads. Now, anyone that is watching this video has probably got the vibe. Have you felt me, dog? Are you vibing with me right now? The Twitch has way too many damn ads. Goodness gracious, it is so many ads, okay? And I mean, I use Twitch Turbo because I'm a connoisseur of the websites, okay? So I pay $10 a month or whatever it is to eliminate all ads on the platform, but also continue to support creators. If I didn't do that, I'd ad block, okay? But I disable ad block for Twitch because I want to support broadcasters. 45% of people on PC ad block, but on mobile, it's a lot more annoying to ad block / kind of difficult to do, depending on your OS. So most people don't ad block on mobile. As a result, people are just getting super frustrated because ads on, because there's too many damn ads, and we're going to talk about that, right? There's too many damn ads. They're super invasive, especially pre-rolls, because, and I've shown that the bounce rate for pre-roll ads on streams is 30%. You can go back to my old videos. I can't remember which one. Somebody might link it, but you can just, I have all the data there and all the studies and everything. But yeah, pre-rolls are a 30% bounce rate, meaning that 3 in 10 people that hit your broadcast will leave just because they get an ad. And think about it. Think about it. And you don't have to trust my data. You can just think about it anecdotally. You go to a new stream and you're like, okay, cool. I want to check out what the, 30 seconds of ads. I'll just click on something else and then I'll avoid the ad. So people will bounce off of your stream. And as a small broadcaster, if you have 10 viewers, like that's a potential 10% increase in your audience that's bouncing off 30% of the time. And in certain circumstances, depending on using mobile apps and things like that, it can be up to 70%. It can be up to 7 in 10 people that are actually bouncing off. So they're super invasive as pre-rolls. Nobody wants to watch them. You can't skip them. And you can't go back in the VOD, although Twitch is implementing this later. So by the time you watch this video, maybe you can't do this. You can't go back in the VOD and check the cool moment that you missed, which is relevant in live streaming, because a lot of the time there's some cool moments in live streaming and you want to be there for them. And then bam, you get an ad right at like the peak of the fighting game tournament and you're about to watch the knockout and it's like, who brought to you by Krispy Kreme? And you're like, oh, geez, come on, man. Right? That happens all the time on Twitch. And most people are just like, you know what? I don't want to bother. Go watch YouTube where I can get VOD playback or whatever. And so it hurts small streamers a lot. They have to run more ads and that ads are the way they are. We're going to talk about why that's probably going to stay the same. How does it affect users, right? Well, we kind of talked about that. They will ad block more, of course, on PC. And those that don't, it sucks. More unskippable ads. No VOD replay. People will use less mobile. It's just a downright worse experience for users, obviously, right? How does it affect large streamers? It doesn't. The rich get richer. and dedicated users won't care. The average user on a large stream watches a large streamer for 90 minutes a day. So up to 120 to 150 minutes a day, right? That's like the peak power users. We call those degens, right? If a person is watching XQC for 90 minutes a day and getting ads, they don't care. They're so dedicated to XQC that they'll just watch the ads and they'll keep going. So it doesn't really affect large streamers. Even if there was a reduction in viewership from ads, that affects the platform all the way. Like, let's say that, you know, XQC could get 5 to 10% more viewers if the ad system wasn't in place. He doesn't care, right? Like, doesn't not a meaningful impact on him. So large broadcasters are not really hurt here. It's really the small broadcasters that are hurt and the users. So there's too many damn ads. That's the big consideration, right? Too many ads. And considering that almost everybody is going to fall into the small streamer category. Why? Because, loading, only 5% of total users, this is registered partners, have made over $1,000 this year as of 2021. Yes, end of 2021. Okay? So that's a Wall Street Journal analysis. Basically, 5% of users are making over $1,000. That's nothing, right? So when we're talking about the vast, 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 vast majority of users, almost everybody's getting hurt by this. There's not large broadcasters, very few, right? We've done so many things on that. Okay, okay. So the real problem with Twitch ads, as in consideration of ads, is that they can't be skipped. And this prevents you from seeing really big moments of streams, right? Or like that are otherwise available on YouTube. Like if you have to go back to the VOD like when it's done playing, and you can like Google rewind it, it's super annoying to go get that moment again. And that moment being gone is really impactful. So altogether, this change is actually either neutral or negative for broadcasters. Because so I'm gonna explain in a minute the great plan, and we're gonna get into the Zeech level plan that Amazon has for the multi-year strategy of Twitch. Never before revealed before this video. But looking at this system as it is, since we can't know the fees and we can't know what we're just getting is more ads. And the amount of money that broadcasters are making as of the time of this recording is not meaningfully more. Now, I think that that will change and that overall the system will pay more for ads to broadcasters overall. But it will do so at the expense of having far more invasive ads on the platform. And I don't know if that is worth it in terms of like the cost benefit run through. So what is the great plan? Why are they doing this? Well, let's look at a picture. A picture from the former head of YouTube Gaming. When you can't grow watch time fast enough, but you are forced to grow ad revenue, Amazon, you are left with one situation, and that is to force bad economics onto the creators. I will say this one last time. Twitch has to pivot into other video platforms for long-term success. Interesting. So what does he mean there? Amazon has a long-term plan, 5+ years for Twitch. Let's begin. Previously, and right now, every ad... Wait, how many minutes are we into the video? 23? Oh, before we get to the great plan. This is it. This is the secret call-out. Are you still here? Are you in the deep analysis? Are you enjoying this? 23 minutes and 45 seconds. Leave a comment letting me know that you're here and that you got here. I appreciate you. Thank you all so much for being here. Only one shout out today, and that is patreon.com/DevinNash. I was recently informed we have 71 videos on Patreon. I can't believe it. 71 extra videos. All teaching business marketing type of stuff like this. Deep marketing subjects. If you run a business, that's the place you want to be. $5, 71 videos. Pretty hard to beat. Patreon.com/DevinNash. Go check it out. And if you don't like it, yeah, you can let me know and I'll keep your $5. But you will like it. So go check it out. Please do support. Thank you. That's it. Keep watching. Subscribe if you want to. Let's go. Previously, and right now, every ad is sold white glove. Remember that term from before? It means that... there's a custom deal. I was making sure my notepad is working good. It is. Okay. Every ad is sold white glove. So white glove meaning every ad is a custom deal. That means that a Twitch salesperson physically talks to another person and a deal is made. That's like literally how everything works, okay? But that's like, so you're like, okay, well, Devin, why is that better? Well, because that's really different than Facebook, Google, literally anybody who have ad programs. On Facebook, if you have money, you can just go buy an ad right now, like any of you can. Like if you have 10 bucks, you can go buy an ad for anything you want. You can go promote a page, you can promote a product, you can link people to a website. You can just do that automatically. You'll never run into another human being. That you can do that on AdWords too. And AdWords is the people that originally invented this process, right? That's how Google made all their money. It's billions and billions of dollars that Google makes is from Google AdWords. It's from the YouTube ads that you see, the ads that you see on Google, the people that use Google as a search engine and all the affiliated websites. Google makes a ton of money off of ads. So all that stuff is automatic. Twitch, however, has had an entirely manual process, which means that one, ads have been very slow to sell. Two, they're typically very expensive when they do. Like the upper end of like ad sales on Twitch, like you don't even talk to a salesperson at Twitch unless you're willing to pay $50,000+ for an ad buy. So that means that like everybody that's like a mom and pop that wants to advertise their restaurant to like a couple of streamers in the local area is never going to be able to do that because all of those broadcasters are going to just like, or sorry, all of those vendors are just going to straight up never going to get through Twitch sales team, right? They don't have enough money to do it. If you want to do a $500 ad buy on Twitch, that is literally impossible to do. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You cannot talk to a person at Twitch that will hear that out. You can only do it if you're 50,000 or more. And generally, you can only do it if you're like 150,000 or more these days. Like the number's gone up. So this is not sustainable for Twitch, right? Because eventually there will be so many streamers and so many users that you could never manually sell enough deals to advertise to all of them. And also, Twitch won't be able to sell huge deals forever because brands don't necessarily get the return. Thus, they will have to rely on smaller ad deals. And Google ran into this problem and Facebook ran into this problem and they all determined we need a custom ad system. So Amazon's, here it is, long-term plan, Amazon is building a media AdSense competitor with Twitch, integrating Amazon Music and Amazon Prime Video. So Amazon is building an automatic system for Twitch. That is the run through. That is the end all of this, right? So right now, Twitch has to sell an ad for a certain amount of money because on a flat system, let's say that flat rate was $5, that would automatically mean that Twitch could never sell an ad for less than $10, right? Like whatever their margin is. So does that make sense? That's really important. So if Twitch is paying a streamer a flat amount, right? Let's say I'm going to give you $5 or $10, whatever the number is. I'm going to give you $10 every single time you get 1,000 views on an ad. Well, then I can never sell an ad below that number. And furthermore, I can never sell an ad below the purported margin that I'm making. So it's actually much more than $5 or $10. It's whatever the margin is. If the margin is 7%, or sorry, 70%, right? Like we need 30% margins, then that's $7 extra on top of the 10. So that means you have to sell ads at $17. Now, if you go look at YouTube, the only ads that are selling ads on $17 are like finance category or like really expensive categories. Gaming on YouTube is like $6 to $8. Most, I think the average RPM and CPM on YouTube is something like between $4 and $8. So if Twitch is paying a flat amount to streamers, this is the real big tinfoil hat thing, except it's like 100% real. It's not really just data-driven, right? If Twitch is paying a flat amount, then if Twitch is paying a flat amount, then eventually they will be unable to sell the vast majority of ads. So Twitch switched to a percentage system of ad revenue, anticipating that they will build an automatic ad delivery system, thus paying streamers less per ad overall, but hopefully more overall because the fill rate will theoretically be higher. Let's break all this down. So Twitch switched the system to a percentage of ad revenue. If I don't have to pay you a flat amount per 1,000 views, and I pay you a percentage, 55% or 45% minus my fees that I take, then I can build an automatic delivery system and I can sell a bunch of dog, a bunch of low quality ads for $1, $2, $3, whatever. I can sell whatever I want. And streamers will have to take it because you can't choose what ads you're going to run on your channel. So one of the concerns that I have, and this has been a concern on Twitch in the past, is the idea of low quality ads. Sometimes ads on Twitch are pretty low quality, and you might run an ad on your channel that you don't agree with. And this has been a problem on YouTube, and YouTube has solved this to a vast extent, but is still kind of a problem. But on Twitch might be a massive problem. If you sell a bunch of Web3 or cryptocurrency ads at like, you know, $1 a pop, and everyone's just like, somebody that like really disagrees with Web3 is getting a bunch of cryptocurrency ads, you can see how that'd be a problem, right? That's like a really extreme example, but you gotta just start outlining it so you can see it. Basically, streamers start making less per ad overall because it's now a percentage of a lesser total amount. If you were selling that brand deal at $17 to $20, because those are the only deals you can sell if you're paying that flat rate, now you can sell brand deals at $5, and that is going to be money for you. The ad is sold, streamer gets less money, but hopefully if we do 10, 50x, 100x of those deals, then the total amount will be more. Thus, the fill rate will be higher. Does that make sense? So basically, streamers make less per ad, but streamers make more money over time because there's just more ads sold. Because it's an automatic system versus a non-automatic system, it's a dynamic system. That also means that Twitch can separate CPM categories if they could ever build enough machine learning to figure out what a stream is doing beyond tags, and that's a big if. But if you can look at something like, okay, this person streams only finance, like the stock guy or something, I can charge CPMs for these ads that are like the $30 to $40 range, and this streamer will make more money, right? That's exactly how the system works and is built on YouTube. On YouTube, if you are running a channel, the more money you make, it's dependent on the topics that your channel covers, because ads are sold differently per topic, because people buy things differently per topic, because demographics are different per topic, okay? So if I'm looking at a finance category channel where I'm that's just about investing in ETFs, I probably have more disposable income. And advertising agencies know that. We know that, right? Brands know that. And the platform knows that. So they say, hey, you got to pay more for those ads. Makes sense, right? Pay more for those ads. The YouTuber makes more money. Currently, though, if an ad gets played on, if an ad gets bought on Twitch, there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to where it goes. I don't think anyone understands how ads are actually served on Twitch and who gets to run an ad and why. That is really important, though, because if I am a diaper company, okay, and I am buying an ad on Twitch, I want my ad presumably to go to, 35 to 45-year-old people who have kids, right? Or I could go to XQC viewers. Oh, okay. But either one, right? I want to be able to target my demographic. Now, I can't target my demographic on Twitch. On YouTube, I want diaper people on Facebook. Like that information is so targetable because they collect so much more data on their users than Twitch does. So that you can't target an ad is really bad. And that means that CPMs are always just going to be what they can sell the deal for across the website. It's basically how good the salesperson is, because they can't really prove out if they're really backed into a corner by a good marketing services person, which are rare given, but they're out there. Good marketing person will be like, how are you actually serving this ad? And to just go, we're putting it on the website. And they're like, okay, but if I want to target a group of 16 to 36 year old males who play video games, that like I understand I can do that on Twitch, okay? But let's say that I want a 35 to 45 year old demographic of women who only buy Legend of Zelda stuff. Can you do that? And a good salesperson will lie and say they can. The real answer is they definitely can't. But YouTube and Facebook can do that. And they'll say, so YouTube's and Facebook's answer is, yes, we can do that. We can do it automatically. And we can also tell you exactly what it's going to cost because we're selling those over here. So that's what it's going to be. And you go, sweet. So I'll do that. And by the way, it's going to cost you $500 initial amount, or $200, or $2, whatever you want to add, whatever you want to spend on that automatic system. Versus on Twitch, you've got to start with $100,000, $50,000, whatever the huge amount is going to be to run that ad. So Amazon wants it. Amazon obviously wants the system. They want to build the system because it's not just for Twitch, right? Twitch is a very, very small part of the trillion-dollar Amazon empire. It is less than 0.001%, right? But a very important thing to happen in Amazon when Andy Jassy took over for Jeff Bezos. Twitch was previously an AWS product. AWS being Amazon Web Services, which is a kind of a collection of. It's complicated, but like AWS basically gives bandwidth to people that they pay for, gives service to people they pay for. It does a lot of things, but that's like its main kind of drive. Amazon previously categorized Twitch under AWS because of a service called IVS, Interactive Video Service, which is Amazon's technology they pulled out of Twitch. In my opinion, the main reason they bought Twitch, they bought basically the technology of Twitch, and they put it into a service called IVS. Now, anybody can use Amazon AWS to actually host a website like Twitch. And you just go IVS, Amazon, and there should be a page that just pulls you right up on it. And here it is. This is Twitch. It's literally the same thing. You can just click on it and buy it. So that's basically why Amazon bought Twitch, and they put it under AWS for years, under Andy Jassy at the time when Jeff Bezos was now Andy Jassy CEO, so now AWS under somebody else. Then, fast forward to like 2021, 2022, they're like, wait, what is this company? It's still not profitable. Twitch is still not profitable? How's that possible? And then Twitch is like, well, you know, would cost a lot. And so Amazon's like, we got to make you profitable, man. This isn't going to happen. So Amazon moved Twitch from AWS, where it no longer is, to media services, where they sell ads. And it's under the same program that Amazon Music and Amazon Prime Video is. Why? Because Amazon wants to bundle all this stuff together to sell ads against it in a dynamic system that is no longer white glove, that's automatic. Meaning that Amazon will sell these ads automatically. You will be able to, within 2 years, 3 years, I don't know how many years, because they got to build the whole system. It's going to cost a lot of money. You'll be able to log into a website. You will be able to pay $100, probably no minimum. Like, you know, the minimum is going to be like $5. And you'll be able to run an ad on Twitch somewhere. There'll be like one ad will play, right, for $5. Now, how targeted that is and how specifically they can get those demographics is going to be dependent on the sophistication of the machine learning and the algorithm that goes behind that. And currently, the most sophisticated of these algorithms is absolutely Facebook, because Facebook can tell you everything about you. Well, actually, it's TikTok. TikTok collects so much information that it's actually a national security risk, according to the U.S. government. And in my opinion, that's correct. Small side note, we connected a Raspberry Pi to TikTok just to kind of figure out what data it was sending back. And oh my God, I will never put that app on my phone. Woo! Scary. So TikTok collects the most information about you out of everyone. They know everything. Even US TikTok knows everything. Facebook is next. And there's been so many concerns with Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the alien, having to show up to the congressional hearings, try to explain what the internet is to 900-year-old vampires who don't understand it because they were born in Transylvania. Sorry, I'm getting off on topic. And he did a pretty good job. Facebook next sophisticated. Next is Google. Google very sophisticated. YouTube runs a lot of ads. And after that is Microsoft, which actually has run, nobody talks about, but like 20% of ad buy traffic is done through Bing. Yeah, believe it or not, people still use Bing, mostly older demographics. So Twitch has to compete with that. Amazon has to compete with that. They've got to spend $1 to $2 billion minimum to build an intelligent system that identifies a demographic based on data they have, connects that with a brand, allows the brand to buy that ad for a certain cost per click, and then creates that advertisement all automatically. And you, the broadcaster, will just be the beneficiary of this. If the system works, you're going to get way more ad revenue over time. And the vast majority of Twitch creators 2 to 3 years from now will be making significant amount of money off of ads. I actually think if the system actually works, it will be very viable for like 500 viewer to 1,000 viewer broadcasts to make full-time income off of live streaming, just off of Twitch. I define full-time income as like $2,000 to $3,000 a month. Whereas if the system doesn't happen or doesn't work, then the system will be substantially worse. And the nightmare scenario is that streamers are just getting a huge amount of useless dog water ads that they don't want to run, that they don't have a choice not to run. And the whole platform is just inundated by these stupid ads that people are buying that Twitch has no system over. Now, Twitch does not have a very great history of implementing new technology. So I wonder how much more on the side of they're going to mess this up, because this is by far the most complicated thing you can do as a tech company, is run a sophisticated dynamic ad system. I think they're more likely to mess this up than not. But we'll see, right? It'll be interesting. But this is the great plan for Twitch nobody's talking about, and why this other stuff is the way that it is. At the end of the day, who knows what'll happen? That's a really fascinating idea, isn't it? So that's the whole end game, is basically that Twitch is going to build this system. Amazon's going to build this system. They're going to implement it into Amazon Video, Amazon Music, but there's other places you could imprint ads. And then Amazon knows that to expand in this way, they have to be the same as these other tech companies. They've got to make a significant amount off of ad revenue. It's actually kind of incredible that Amazon doesn't have a paid buy program already. And they kind of do through Amazon, like the actual Amazon, but it's for products and services, and it works a little bit different. So the true program is going to go off the back of Twitch and of these other systems. It's hard to say where it will go. But I've given you all the information and all the data to make your own decision. That's the actual truth about the ads, okay? Don't let anybody tell you that they understand the system, because Twitch doesn't even understand the system. You get it? Okay, those fees that they charge, and I'm telling you, those fees are not like, it's not, when you see, fee is a really interesting word. They use that very deliberately in that picture I showed you. The costs and fees paid to provide Twitch services sounds like it's going to be like a 3% to 5% fee. It isn't. It's like 20 to 30% minimum. Okay. It's going to be a big fee. It costs a lot of money to run a platform like that. So don't let anybody tell you. And there's so many YouTubers and so many people that are like, we're going to calculate how much money you're going to make from ads. It's so frustrating because nobody actually knows that a system works, because you don't actually sell it. You aren't actually in the sauce. You're just making videos. We are in the sauce here on the Devin Nash channel, and I appreciate you coming out for this video. Please consider following if you want more 40-minute deep dives into stuff. I'll make more of these if you do. Thanks, I'll see you again next time. Bye.